You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 18 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, October the 19th. We are talking about our best friends, our dogs, talking about dogs and emotion and our bond with dogs with Patricia McConnell. Patricia is co-host of Wisconsin Public Radio's nationally syndicated program, Calling All Pets. She is an adjunct associate professor of zoology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She is a certified applied animal behaviorist and the author of many books, including her newest, which is just out in paperback this fall, For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. You can talk with Patricia by calling our call-in number, 1-800-642-1234. You can also email a question to talk@wpr.org. Before we go to the phones, Patricia, I just want to tell you that I really loved your book, and that's because I am I think a dog lover as well. Your book made me cry in many spots, but it was a good cry because it brought up fond memories of dogs that were a part of my life and that I lost. And because you talk about your strong bond with your dog Cool Hand Luke in this book.
That's right. Cool Hand Luke, my forever dog, as I call him. I actually start the chapter on love. The book has chapters on fear and anger and what emotions are. It also has chapters on happiness and one on love. And I start that chapter by saying in 1992, I fell in love with a dog named Luke. And then I go on to say that when I said that to people, sometimes eyes would roll and, you know, lips would burst and heads would shake. Somebody actually said that's pathetic once to me when I told them how much I loved Luke. But, you know, so many of us love dogs so much. And one of my arguments in the book is that that love is not taken seriously enough. And it's so gratifying. I just got back from Sacramento. I was speaking at the American Boarding Kennel Association convention. And I've been speaking all over the country about this book, and it's so gratifying, Joy, to be able to talk to people and to acknowledge all of us as a group how much we love our dog, and that doesn't make us crazy. It doesn't make us weird, silly people who have no ability to have social relationships with our own species. There's a very interesting biology and psychology to the fact that dogs, I think we have a very primal relationship with dogs. It's very emotional. It's not verbal. And the fact that it's not verbal, I think, actually is a great advantage in a way. It sort of takes it out of the intellectual realm and it focuses on that emotional connection.
Now, certainly we know we love our dogs. We're head over heels in love with our dogs. Do we know if dogs are head over heels in love with us?
Well, you know, it's a really good question. And here's what we do know. We know the physiology that's associated with feelings of love and bonding in humans, and we know that dogs have the exact same physiology. There's actually two hormones, dopamine and oxytocin. Dopamine is that exhilarated, infatuated, I could have danced all night, I met this amazing guy, you know, that kind of sort of exhilaration. And oxytocin is that warm, fuzzy, you look at a baby or a puppy and you go, aw. Well, we know that dogs have those same hormones, and we know that they're very important in animals who have bonds, who are socially attached. So do dogs experience love exactly like we do? Of course not. You know, of course not. But is there a lot that's similar? I think absolutely. I think it's sort of a glass half empty and a glass half full. And I think we've been concentrating on the glass half empty a little too long and need to look at the glass half full. I think there are a lot of similarities.
Yeah. Do we know what emotions dogs do experience, if any?
There's a lot of controversy about that. The least controversy is over the sort of primal emotions, the very, quote, primitive ones, simple ones like fear. Anger, you know, the same anatomy and physiology of fear and anger is found in dogs, in all mammals, as a matter of fact, as they are in people. Very, very primitive things emotions are, and they're very important to keep us functioning. We actually can't make decisions without emotions, as it turns out. We should be very respectful of emotions. We greatly need them. But so they're the basic ones like fear, anger. But then there's some more complicated ones that some argue that dogs might not be able to have. Jealousy is often argued as an emotion that only humans can have because it requires sort of a better understanding of self and other. And Joy, I have to tell you, I don't agree with that. I think jealousy is just so Simple.
Yeah, and it, that would be an example might be my dog Lady, picked her up from the Dodge County Humane Society, and she's a darling. Whenever I'm petting Kitty, she is over there pushing, you know, right. pushing my hand on onto her, and we just say, "You jelly," you know, and
right, jealous, right? You know, it's just jealousy is basically anger. I mean, it's, you know, you've got it, I don't, and I'm not happy about that, you know. But then there are others. Ironically, the one of the emotions that people most often attribute to dogs, guilt, is the one I think we share the least. Guilt really is a complicated emotion. It requires an understanding of a complicated social moral code. You know, that's pretty abstract. And so often people will come home from work, their dog has done something bad. There's a little accident on the rug, or they chewed up the remote control. And the owner says, "Oh, I know he knows he shouldn't have done it because he looks so guilty." But that's not guilt. That's appeasement. That's the same look that you get when you're going to ask for something special at the restaurant. You know, could I have the green beans instead of the asparagus or something? So I think we often make misattributions about uh-huh. guilt. But there's a lot of controversy about exactly what emotions dogs have compared to what ones we have.
We have a lot of callers, so let me welcome in our first, Laura in Lafarge. Hi, Laura. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for the show you're offering. And based on the conversation that just ended regarding emotion in dogs, I guess I have to agree with Pat. I have caught my dog laughing quite literally, where she has an open mouth grin and her tongue is hanging out, and she knew exactly what was happening and why she was laughing. So I have to say, I do think dogs can show and feel quite an extreme range of emotion, up to and including grief. But I called to share my great story. I have an 11-year-old tricolor Australian shepherd named Pio Pa. Mm. We call her Pi for short. And when she was still fairly young, we were at the house of a friend, and a toddler-age child was kind of sneaking over to an open staircase. And the only one who really seemed to notice this was myself and my dog, Pi. And so I kind of watched to see how she would react. And we have handled her a lot throughout the years, so she would be quite mellow. And anyway, she followed this child up the open staircase. I think she felt, concerned that the child was going to fall. And she wrapped herself in kind of the shape of a U or a saddle around the toddler, and the dog actually went up the stairs sideways behind the child until he got to the top step and found another adult up there. And I thought it really interesting that the dog was way more observant of the child and the safety issues than some of us human adults. So
because you'd think that the dog, that's what the dog had to be doing, trying to protect that child from falling down the stairs.
What a wonderful story. And, you know, that's a story that illustrates one of the controversies about what's going on in the mind of other dogs, is whether they have what's called theory of mind, which is poorly titled, but basically it's describing whether an animal can put themselves in another animal's place, or does that animal understand that another animal has a mind like they do and can put themselves in their place, be empathetic, basically. And if that Aussie couldn't put himself in the place of that child, then he couldn't have known the child was in danger. So I'd love to hear more stories from listeners about it. That's a wonderful
that
story.
That is a
thank
wonderful.
You so
thank
much
you,
for
Laura.
Calling.
Yeah, Anne in East Troy. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
Thank you for the program. I just have to give you a little history on this German Shepherd that we had. My husband got robbed, and then he wanted to have a guard dog, so he went to the Animal Humane Society, and they said, "Well, we have this dog we just got from this meatpacking factory that just closed down, and she's really vicious. She would be a great guard dog, but it would take some, you know, handling to get her to calm down." And so they told him how to feed her through the door. Like, they brought the dog home for him and put her in a room, and then like fed her through the door for three days until he got used to her. But then it just started a 12-year love relationship.
Aww.
And she was a wonderful German Shepherd, and she had like 2 puppies and then 10 puppies. But like 5 years after we were married, I was pregnant, and I was like, my baby came out 11 pounds, 11 ounces. So I was huge pregnant, you know, and I was like lumbering around the house, and I sat down in this chair, and I was just so tired. And she came up to me, and she puts her little you know, chin on my knee, and she looks up at me with her big brown eyes, and she just went like, oh, like that. Like, I know how you're feeling. It was so cute.
You poor thing. Well, you know, we do get that wonderful sense of empathy from mm-hmm. dogs, you know, and, you know, frankly, it's probably true that there are times that dogs come over when we think they're giving us sympathy when they might want sympathy from us, but there's no question in my mind dogs are so highly social and so emotionally evolved in terms of their social relationships with others. And that's so much of why we love them, isn't it? Is that we have that emotional bond with them, and we feel, you know, that we really do feel like they're our best friends sometimes.
We'll continue to take your calls after the news and talk about our love of dogs. Let me remind you that we are working toward a $10,000 goal during this hour of our pledge drive. So far, just about $1,700 raised toward that goal. So thank you so much for your pledges of support, a pledge of $120 a year or more. And we will send you Patricia's book, For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call to make a pledge. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. Important to reach this goal of $10,000 because a $500 challenge grant is on the line. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And remember, we will dedicate your pledge, if you'd like to a favorite dog of yours. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Patricia McConnell, PhD, author of For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. You know Patricia as co-host of Wisconsin Public Radio's nationally syndicated show, Calling All Pets, which you can hear on Saturdays here on the Ideas Network at 7 in the morning and again at 3 in the afternoon. Patricia, an adjunct associate professor of zoology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a certified applied animal behaviorist and the author of many books. This book, For the Love of a Dog, is just out in paperback this fall. And it is our thank you gift to you this hour for your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Let me give you that number one more time, 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online, WPR.org. Pledge $10 a month or more. The $120 pledge, that will get you the book as a thank you gift. It will also get you the member benefit card, and it will help Wisconsin Public Radio toward a $10,000 goal during this hour. And possibly, if we reach that $10,000, an extra $500, a challenge grant from existing members. So, lots on the line, and we have lots of callers on the line as well, Patricia, who want to talk to you about their love of dogs and talk about a special dog in your life, perhaps. And we are taking your dedications as well during when you call in a pledge. If you'd like to dedicate your pledge to a special dog in your life or in memory of a dog. And look at this, Patricia. We have in honor of Danny, who just learned to be a companion dog for her owner, Sue, who has MS or multiple sclerosis.
What a great story. What a sweetie. I see there are a lot of dedications up there.
Yeah, in memory of Elwood, the dog who passed away 4 years ago. We really, I lost two dogs, two old age issues, and it is, it breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. It made me for a while consider whether I wanted to get another dog because of that, but I did, and I have another dog.
There you got Lady now, right? Yes. Right. Well, you know, they do just hold a piece of our heart. And what, you know, what a wonderful way to celebrate our love for them by making a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, who celebrates all kinds of things that we love. Yeah. Calling 1-800, going to give the number here, 1-800-383-9772. And don't hesitate to jump online. Go to WPR.org. It's convenient. It's easy. It's secure. What a great way to support Wisconsin Public Radio and let us know how much you love animals, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know there's some other memorials up there. I can't read them.
I know, that's all right.
My eyes are squinting.
You didn't get enough sleep last night flying in late at night and staying in Madison. Knuckles the English Bulldog has this pledge dedicated to Knuckles, who's getting up there in age but is still happy and energetic. Wonderful. Well, hi, Knuckles, and thanks to Knuckles' owner for the pledge. You talk about in the book that you say pet owner rather than pet guardian. There is sort of a controversy over the terminology there, but we're responsible for the pets, so you used owner, right?
You know, I think I'm just old. That's just the term I'm comfortable with, and you know, when I say they're my dogs, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm their owner, you know what? What I mean is that I'm totally responsible for them, and they're my dogs. I consider them to be not like little furry humans, but I consider them to be part of my family. Guardian just sounds sort of legalese to me, although I know a lot of people are comfortable. Well, I don't care. You know, use anything you want. You know, just take care of your dogs and pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio.
1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. WPR.org is where you can also pledge online. The pledge of $10 a month or more, and we will send you For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend, and the Wisconsin Public Radio Member Benefit Card. Every pledge this hour goes toward that $10,000 goal, and when we reach that goal this hour, an extra $500 will come our way and go a long way in paying for the programming that you're listening to right now. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You know, during this program, Patricia, quite often, I'm talking about politics and maybe some serious hard news issues. But from time to time, and I think this is one example, we like to talk about other issues that are important to our lives, that are very relevant to our lives, and that matter to us. And what the issues that matter to us include the animals in our lives and our pets.
That's right. And you know, the book, For the Love of a Dog, the premium for a $120 pledge, it's about emotions in people and dogs. And one of the reasons it was so fun to write is that we're just starting to understand what emotions are. They basically haven't gotten much respect. You know, we were all impressed with our rational brains and the sort of the rational side of our brains. But as it turns out, we can't make the simplest decision without our emotions. We're starting to understand how important emotions are in our humanity and our functioning, and how emotions are kind of a bridge between us and other animals. So it's a really fun topic. I learned so much about myself.
Oh, sure.
As well as my relationship with my dog and what goes on in my dog's mind.
Let's a couple more dedications, and then we'll get to as many of your calls as possible. A memorial in the name of Patches, Patches the dog, and also Odie the dog, who is alive and well. So Patches,
hi Odie,
yeah, hi Odie. A memorial in the name of Feline the bulldog. So thanks for that pledge, and in Petette. I'm not sure if I have that right. P-E-T-E-T-T-E. Petette, the dog. Thank you very much for those pledges, and you can call in your pledge and dedicate it to a special dog in your life if you'd like to do that. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. To the phones we go. Sue in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Dr. McConnell in the flesh.
Hi.
You're awake.
I'm here. I am.
I have a wonderful story about my girl, Danny, who is a pit bull mix. And we basically snatched her out of a pet shop at about 4 months old. She was crammed into a very, very small crate.
Oh, bless your heart.
With another dog, and was extremely fearful and very timid. And she was the dog. We saw her. We certainly weren't exactly looking for a dog, a puppy.
Yeah,
but
she grabbed your heart.
But we brought her home, and she just learned. She never had to go to training school, nothing. She didn't have to go to puppy classes. She was socialized. She loved the kids on the block, would play with them all the time. Was just a wonderful, wonderful dog. Very quick learner.
Oh, it sounds like she was a great dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not protective. Protective to a point, but not overly protective.
Good.
As pitbulls can be.
Yeah. I always warn people, you know, don't teach your dog to not let strangers in the house, because what if 911 comes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you lost her?
No. She's
still alive
oh, and
good.
Kicking. She won't be around much longer. She is going blind. She's nearly completely deaf. We have to ask her questions in her ear. She's got bone spurs on the front legs only because she used to hike with us on a regular basis.
She's
sometimes two weeks at a time up at the state parks, and never had to be on a line, never had to be on a leash. She was just wonderful. But my story is, I was diagnosed with MS probably 20-some years ago. It never got real severe, but occasionally I would have, you know, the basic breakdowns. And it got to the point, she was about three, it got to the point where I was starting to drag my legs and having a lot of strength issues. And she would watch me from the top of the steps, you know, attempting to pull myself up the steps. Steps were arduous. I mean, just absolutely horrible to do. She came down there one day, and she stood at the steps as I'm doing laundry. When I was done, I couldn't figure out what she was doing. When I was done, I went to grab the hand railing, and she took one step up and waited.
Oh, she was going to be your hand railing.
She was going to help me up the steps. And I could not believe what she was doing. So she was my right side, and then I used the left side for the, the railing going
what
up.
What a dog.
She also helped me going down the steps. She would stand in front of me to slow me down. Don't take the steps so fast. And it was like a herding instinct. I don't know how else to explain it. It got to the point where I was basically wheelchair bound, and she stayed by my side. If there was somebody at the doorbell, she would go to the doorbell and bark and bark and bark, and she would stand between myself and the door and decide whether or not I could let this person in.
What an amazing story. Thank you so much.
Now, since then, we have had two other puppies, which she promptly broke in and showed them the ropes and said, this is what you do.
Wow.
Now, she has stepped back. And
she's letting them take
over. The other two can now take the reins. And this is why we're a little concerned.
What a wonderful story, Sue. It's just good girl, Danny.
We're both wagging from the shoulders back over here. What a heartwarming story. And how good of you to make a pledge in her name. That's really sweet.
And it also brings up, here's a breed, the pit bull, that so many people are afraid of that ended up being a lifeline for this.
The breed that used to be called the guardian of children.
Yeah.
That's right.
We welcome your pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org, and we'll take more of your calls for Patricia McConnell, talking about our dogs and understanding emotion in our dogs, and talking about her book, For the Love of a Dog. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Thrilled to have with us Patricia McConnell during this hour, co-host of Wisconsin Public Radio's nationally syndicated program, Calling All Pets, and the author of the book, For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. And Patricia, lots of dedications or in memory of pledges coming in this hour, in memory of Diener, the best dog I ever had. Diener was a rescue dog. In memory of Whitley, the black lab, and Hattie, the chocolate lab, and Sun Bear, the dog.
Sun Bear,
I love
a great
that
name.
And in memory of Angus, the dog, and Emma, the shepherd husky. So thanks to all of you for calling in those pledges and dedicating them to your special dog, your forever dog. Why you call Cool Hand Luke your forever dog.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Some people call it their heart dog. I call my forever dog the one in the million dog that we're just so lucky to have. Well, it's how nice of people to be making these pledges. You know, whether you do it for a memorial of the dog or maybe with thanks to a veterinarian who's been wonderful or a dog trainer, What a wonderful thing to do to both acknowledge that and to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
And we are just about at halfway, almost $5,000 raised toward
almost.
That $10,000 goal. And that is just wonderful. Thank you so much for your pledge so far this hour, or if you've pledged already. How about you, though? 1-800-383-9772. Working toward a $10,000 goal and about 10 minutes to get there.
$1,000 a minute.
There, we can do that.
Just need $5,000 pledges.
You know, but we're halfway there. That's a great, great start, but don't give up on us now. The $10,000 goal is there because every hour we have a goal, and every hour we count on a number of pledges and listener support, because that's what pays the bills around Wisconsin Public Radio. Your pledge helps pay for the programming that you value. You make that pledge of any amount, in any amount, up to you. If you'd like to pledge $10 a month or more, the $120 pledge will get you a couple of thank you gifts, the member benefit card. That's the one that's good for all the free food and free tickets and free nights in the bed and breakfasts. And at that same level, you'll get Patricia's book, which is new in paperback this fall, For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Or pledge online at WPR.org. Back to the phones. Diane in New London is with us. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I have a forever dog. It's a German Shepherd by the name of Thule. We brought her to our home when she was 4 months old, and because she grew rather quickly into a very large dog, and my grandson wanted to play with her, I remained very vigilant. I really was a little fearful, but by the time she was 2 years old, she gained our full trust, and she followed my grandson everywhere.
Oh.
In the wintertime, when he would shovel snow, there was a little play shovel. She would grab that play shovel and follow him around with that hanging out of her mouth while he shoveled, because she always wanted to do what he was doing. I think she thought she was another child. But she passed away due to complications of canine lupus, much younger than she should have. And I tell you what, though, we still have that shovel in our garage. And every time I see those tooth marks on the handle, I'm reminded of our forever dog.
Oh, what a special dog. And how nice to hear your story. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Diane, for calling in. Louise in Hillsboro is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I just want to talk about my forever dog, Midnight, which is a lab Dobie mix. And she just had an incredible sense of humor. And,
like how?
And, you know, I've always thought that was a sign of intelligence. So,
why do you say she had a sense of humor?
Well, a typical story. We went to visit my sister, Leah, in Ohio, and she had a dog, Kana, that was pretty laid back. And we went to visit, and Kana was just going nuts. Bark, 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 bark. And my sister said, why can't you be nice like Midnight, who looked very serene laying in the middle of the floor? And finally, she kicked Kana out of the house, and Midnight got this ear-to-ear grin and stretched a leg or two and stood up and had all of Kana's toys underneath her. And very, very typical. She just had a great sense of humor was wonderful.
I love it. She knows how to get what she wants. smart.
Yeah, that is very smart. Dogs do look like they're laughing sometimes, or certainly smiling. Is that what we're seeing with that upturned mouth and the tongue hanging out, and that just that joy in their eyes sometimes?
Well, you know, it looks that happy expression on their face, if you analyze it actually by muscle by muscle, it is the exact same expression that we have on our face when we're happy.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely, dogs can be happy, and I think that's part of why we love them so much, is we look at those faces. And we feel happy just looking at them. You know, a little tiny baby can look at just two little dots and a curved line like a smile and giggle and smile back. So, yeah, I think that's part of why we love them so much.
You know, Trish, I saw in the news within the last few months some research on dogs tail wagging. And it said if it wags to the right, it meant one thing. And if it wags to the left, it meant something else.
Yes. Wasn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
If it wags more to the right, the dog is in a positive state. And if it wags more to the left, the opposite. And, you know, I went home and I watched my dog, and I was like, Gosh,
which
darn,
one?
I think that might be true. It was good research.
Yeah.
Well,
oh,
we hope that we can be wagging our tails,
yes, right,
right? And we've got, ooh, we're getting down to the wire, aren't
yeah,
we, Joy?
Yeah, we are. We are. We have $5,500 raised to that very challenging goal,
yes,
of $10,000. But it's a challenging goal because we have a challenge grant on the table, $500 extra when we reach that $10,000 mark. And it is doable with your help. You love all the information you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And this hour, you love hearing from Patricia McConnell and love hearing about our forever dogs, talking about how that intense bond that we have with our dogs and our love of dogs. We did get a call, a pledge from Carrie in Eau Claire, Tricia, who says, I've listened for years and have never had access to a phone during the pledge drive. I love Patricia and am so happy to hear her on the radio this morning. So we got a pledge from Carrie, who just because she heard you, 1-800-383-9772. Won't you pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge any amount. It all helps pay for the programming. Pledge $10 a month or more, $120 a month. $120 a year or more, and we will send you Tricia's book, For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. You'll also get the member benefit card at that $120 pledge. Tricia, in honor of Ranger, grandson's brand new Humane Society dog. He fit into the family right away, so it's an honor and not in memory. So
that's
wonderful.
Great.
Way to go, Ranger. In honor of Libby, a crazy 9.5-year-old yellow lab.
Oh, thank
now,
you, Libby.
Are labs crazy?
No, they're just high energy.
Yeah, they're wonderful.
They're not crazy. Well, you can join the pack by calling 1-800-383-9772. You can jump online. It's really easy. It's secure. WPR.org. There are just a couple of minutes left, but you can be the one to put us over. We're sort of dancing around 6,000, and, you know, we have time, right?
We do have time, and you can continue to call through the news, but we will only be asking you for a couple of more minutes. So you're good intentioned. Go to the phone right now at 1-800-383-9772. Make your pledge in honor of your pet, in honor of Patricia McConnell.
In honor of Joy and yes, this great radio station. This is a great show every morning. What would you do without it? I don't know what I'd do without it.
Well, thank you so much for everybody who's called in pledges so far, but don't stop now, because when we reach that $10,000 goal, an extra $500 from existing members comes our way to pay for programs like this one. Thanks to all of you who have pledged. We have a pledge also in honor of Lucy the Basset Hound.
Aww.
Aww, that is one. I know a Lucy the Basset Hound.
I do too.
Yeah, in honor of the Poodles of Harmony Horseship. What? Oh, okay. I guess there's a business called Harmony Horseship, and they have poodles, and they are Duke, Axel, Patches, and Fergie.
Well, we love hearing from them. So good of you to pledge. You can pledge as well, and you can get that member benefit card at the $120 level, but it's just $10 a month. And frankly, most of us aren't even going to notice $10 a month. It can come right out of your account, and you won't even notice it. But that member benefit card, 2-for-1, meals and bed and breakfast. I mean, it can pay for itself in one night right there.
It can, and it's yours for $10 a month or more, a $120 pledge, the member benefit card, and especially for all of us who love dogs, Patricia McConnell's book, which will help you understand your dog a lot more. And it might make you tear up a little bit, and it might make you smile a whole lot, too. For the Love of a Dog, Understanding Emotion in You and Your Best Friend. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge any amount to help support Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge $120 for the book and the member card. 1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. Just about out of time, Tricia, but thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope we can do this again sometime. We just crossed the $6,200 mark. Keep calling through the news. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Pledge your support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Help us reach this $10,000 goal. WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772.